Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Renee Hale, so you know, of course, this is Horse Thursday, and I'm super happy to be with you all here today. It's kind of a rainy day here in the Portland area. We've had some hot, hot weather, and randomly, we have this one random day of rain, which, of course, we can use, so I'm kind of happy about that. I just love being here with you guys on Thursday. I love my co-hosts and being able to kind of spend my Thursday mornings with you guys, even if it's just over the phone. I feel like a lot of the people that call in regular, we're kind of creating a little little social group here for the times when we don't get to do as much social as we're used to. Before I say hello to my co-hosts, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. A lot of times we're going to have a phone number or a website or something like that you're going to want to write down if you haven't gotten to do that already. So please be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone now if you have any questions or comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. That's, you know, a big part of what this show is about, is hearing from all of you and all of us learning from each other. So if you press 1 now, I know how many people I need to get to, so I have a better chance to get to everybody. And that being said, I do want to just put a quick reminder out there that for those questions, comments, testimonials, we really, for this show, need to keep it to horse stories, using the horse unit, and really more, you know, behavioral and training type stories. So thank you for trying to help us stay compliant on that. All right, on that note, I will say hello to my co-host. I've got Nate with us this morning. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning. And you're so right, Rainey, I tell you. I wish we were all kind of close and I could say, hey, barbecue at my house tonight and everybody'd show up. But hey, I love being on this call with you guys.
Me too, Nate. You know, and it seems a little bit crazy that we've never actually met in person. It when I think about it, it's kind of crazy. All right. And Cindy, I've actually have met in person several times because I think we've both been with Beamer for long enough that I think the first time I met you was that very first kind of convention we had in San Diego. Yeah.
San Diego. Yeah. Yeah. Good memory. Yeah. Good memory, yeah. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning here in Northern California, so I'm blessed with that. And my major investment fence is going to be finished today, so that's a big deal for me here.
Yeah.
And I do have some stuff to go over, depending on how many callers that we
do
have.
So. So far we don't have, we have callers, but we so far don't have anyone that wants to chat with us. So go ahead, please.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, for those of you who may have been on the Beamer Horse Opportunity business call, if you will, product presentation last night that I did with Dr. Marlies Vonk, I'm really anxious to get some feedback, because these are works in progress that we're trying to make be more useful for you. Ideally, and I'm sure the link will come out probably with next Monday's newsletter that comes out from the Veronises, where they have the links for everything. But we're trying to get this down to a shorter period of time, and we had awesome testimonials last night from Janet Spangler and from Daisy the Farrier, put it that way. And But I want to get it down to more like 35 minutes for the business side, because ideally if you have someone who is interested in the horse set, they've already seen one of the horse set product presentations, which go a little bit longer and go into more detail. And then just if they're thinking about, well, could I do this as a business, this would be a secondary step. So keep that in mind. So would appreciate kind of constructive feedback about that if, in fact, any of you were on or look at the recording next week. Something that I will suggest, I know a lot of people are still resistant to Facebook and other social media, but I just want to give you a suggestion, an idea, that even if you don't participate in a lot of the personal stuff that goes on Facebook, if you sign up with Facebook and limit your privacy settings, but you join the Beamer Facebook pages, both for the human product and the horse product. There's one for the Beamer Horse Set North America, which is a public site, and then there's the one just for IBDs, the Beamer Horse Set IBD Group North America. But just for example, the Horse Set for North America gives you really good little clips of information about different topics and with, you know, professional pictures, and those are ones that if you don't share it with people on Facebook, you can copy or screenshot just that little bit and use that in your personal emails. Like the one that was posted today talks about one of the frequently asked questions, and to say, and it's how strong is the output, and is it the same for both the blanket and the cuff? And it talks about the intensities going between 10 and 30 hertz, etc. So it's a very nice little sendable, if you will, clip to be able to stay in touch with people that are prospects and just kind of pique their interest. Certainly you can also encourage them to become members of that public Facebook site, but this is something just for you to be able to use to say, well, I don't want to bug somebody. I don't want them to think I'm, you know, being too aggressive, but you can say, gee, you know, I saw this and I thought you'd be interested. That's all you got to do. So just a tip, if that fits for your particular style, this is a tool that you might not have used in that fashion. And let's see, the other thing, switching gears, I was going to say that I know that a number of people have had some customer service issues with getting their horse sets shipped out quickly. And, in fact, the horse sets were kind of lumped in together with the go sets being backlogged. But I think we've had we've lobbied hard with the corporate management, and I believe that we have resolved that going forward so that, and Nate, correct me if I'm wrong, from our manager's meeting yesterday, I believe that the backlog of the horse set should be resolved in the next 3 or 4 days so that they won't have to wait until take a place behind the go sets. So hopefully that's going to be resolved and will not occur again in the future. But what you wanted to say right now is to tell people that there's a delay, and the delay is really involving a lot to do with COVID and restricted flights that come out of, for inventory coming to us from Europe. We do have inventory in San Diego for the horse sets. So, Nate, help me out here to see if I've relayed that accurately, please.
No, you're right on. The only thing is, you know, it's basically when you're relating this information to people, of course, most of them don't know. And the facts are, around the entire world, we're seeing all kinds of companies that have products that are piecemealed together from different countries and this and that. And so in our nation, we have seen shutdowns and all kinds. I was talking, just matter of fact, with an IBD last night that they have a large Western tax show here in Indiana. And he says it's crazy how many things that we're not actually able to get, especially in a timely manner, yeah, because of the actual product supply line. And so when you're going in and speaking with people, it's just always best to say, hey, right now, because of COVID and everything that we're dealing with, we are looking at about a 3-week shipping time frame. And so that really disassembles the whole product of how things are coming out and everything else. And just please be patient with us. We're happy to have you with us on Team Beamer. And, you know, just be positive. And so that way you can manage the kind of the outcome that what we've been seeing. But you're right. We do have ample supply. Albert has made sure that we have a monthly supply of horse sets coming in. And even the go units are starting to come in. Shipment the other day, we got another one coming. And so we should be catching up here pretty quick. But I know it's hard when, you know, your people want their product so fast, but understanding the entire country's in this whole meltdown type situation. So just diffuse the problem with that kind of rhetoric or conversation.
That's perfect. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah. You know, and I think people are pretty understanding about what, you know, what that's going on. You know, Nate's exactly right when you just talk about, if you talk to anyone in any kind of, you know, I was actually just car shopping this last weekend, and I was talking with, you know, the salesmen and all those type people, and they're like, well, there's some things we just can't get right now. You know, if you're looking for things like, you know, floor mats or running boards, they're like, production is just, you know, non-existent really for some of those things. And so there's just some things that we can't get right now. So, and people are pretty used to hearing this right now. It's become kind of a change in our reality that things like this are not, you know, it's not as quick as things used to be. Everything's kind of on a delay, and there's, you know, production and shipping delays everywhere. So I think people are pretty understanding about that if you kind of let them, as long as you set that expectation and let them know. So thanks for talking about that, guys. And I just wanted to add about the Facebook, because I am terrible at Facebook. I just have never been a big social media person. I have signed up for those groups, and I definitely get a lot of good information when I try to force myself to remember to go on and look at those. There's always such great information, and really good tools. Another good tool that I honestly, like I said, forget about and don't use enough. So thanks for that, gentle reminder and push to use more of our tools that everyone's working so hard to provide for us. To be able to use, because you don't know necessarily the person you're talking to, what's going to be the best way to communicate with them. So, and sometimes, yeah, you know, social media type things are the best way for some people. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Nate.
And you're so right in that, you know, when you take a look at the Facebook, you know, you get in on some conversations and you get, you know, the best thing is to understand that, man, it's a good educational platform. Because in several mm-hmm. cases, there's been some amazing articles that have been cited that can give you some additional info. So it's all about getting that educational line out there. Yeah, it's social media, and it can have its ups and downs, but just choose it for the positive and take what you can glean from it and go on. So, yeah, it's very good. And plus, you're going to get the most current information out there as far as the horse set. So to step into that is really a good tool.
Yeah, not only that, but even if you don't use it personally for understandable reasons, a lot of people do. And mm-hmm. so you're really, you know, it's a really free advertising tool that you are kind of, you know, ignoring or not taking advantage of. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that as of 2 days ago now, that for those of you who might have purchased the I Decide application, which is an interactive prospecting tool, if you will. It enables your prospects, you create a personalized link for, or the program creates a personalized link that you can send to an individual that will say, hi, Rainey, I've created this just for you. It's going to use your name throughout. And there's been one for the human Beamer that was modified for the Go set. Well, now we've modified it for the horse set. And that is available now. So you might want to check that out and see if it's a tool that you could use. They did a nice job. And it's just, it's a different way to approach some people. It's not for everybody, but it might be a tool that you'd like to be able to use. So we've been asking for that for a long time, and it is finally available. And the other thing I was going to ask is if any of the callers or attendees had listened or watched to the new Beamer horse set video that we talked about last week. And I was going to ask you, Rainey, put you on the spot to say, had you watched it and what did you think?
You know, I opened it and I've gone to watch it like 3 times and I haven't been able to. I've had just kind of a crazy, crazy week, but I'm on vacation next week. So I plan to catch up on all of my stuff. Actually, my vacation officially starts today. So I plan on to be able to catch up with that because my last week has just been a little bit hectic for me. So, I have been able to share it with a couple people, and they've been happy with what they've seen. So, and I've gotten feedback from them that they, you know, I've sent it to them, and they've watched it, and they really enjoyed it. So, I have that to share.
Good, because I think that's one of the things we always get asked questions to say, what do you send a new person? And
yeah.
Other than sending them to the whole website, you know, which, you know, the Beamer Equine, which takes you to the life.beamergroup/equine page. It's a shortcut. Other than that, this little video is you know, more of a marketing video as an introduction, and so that's a good tool. So there's a lot of choices out there now, and it's just a matter of kind of getting familiar to say which ones are the ones that feel best to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know you guys and, you know, corporate have worked really hard on getting us a lot of new great tools, and I'm so grateful to have all those because, like I was saying, you know, everyone is going to want information in a different way, and some people are going to want it face-to-face, mm-hmm. and some people are going to want studies, and some people are going to want videos, and some people that I decide, you know, I have used that in the past a lot, and people are really loving that. I do have a question about the iDecide, if you know, because I haven't actually looked at it recently since they added it. In the old version, it was all kind of connected in one. You could just choose to learn more about the equine or not. Did they just update that, or are they now two separate ones?
No, they made a whole separate thing for the equine, so you have the choice of choosing the human version or the equine version. And so it is entirely... The whole system of choices is around the horse set. So I think it's something, you know, much more tailored, if you will. And, you know, mm-hmm. the woman's voice is very pleasant and, you know, she's upbeat. And so, you know, rather than making somebody watch a video, this just feels much more personal to me. So I don't know, Nate, if you've had a chance to look at it, because I know you've been traveling, but if you had any comments about that. They did a nice job.
Actually, I have not been able to. You're right, in all this traveling around, and so it's been exciting doing that, but have not. I've heard good things about it, so I look forward to taking a look.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back in there and look at that. I knew that was coming, and I was kind of waiting for it, so I haven't had a chance to go in and look at it yet. But I did buy the iDecide right in the beginning, and I've used it a lot, and I've gotten really good feedback in general from that kind of format. But like I said, everyone's going to learn in different ways, and some people are going to want, you know, some more of the videos. Some people are going to want more testimonials. Some people are going to want things like the iDecide. So it's great that we have this, you know, varied types of information that we can give to people depending on how they want information. So
yeah.
Thank you and Beamer for doing that for us. I was just going to thank you guys. I know the Equine panel has had a lot of input on helping us get all of this, so I just wanted to do an extra thanks to you guys.
Okay. Well, of course. Something that we're also working on is everybody knows, I hope you focused in on the fact that we've got September 11th and 12th as our virtual online convention. That's going to be pretty exciting. It's got some really cool things. I noticed that, and you can find out about that on the website because there's a tab for a convention. One of the things is if you started early that day, you can do yoga at 7 in the morning with Brooke Burke. which is kind of cool. But we will be doing a work, you know, there's half an hour workshops with 10 minutes for questions, and there will be one on the horse set. It will be very basic and introductory, but just keep in mind if you have other people on your team or that you're bringing on that are new, that, that's something that they may want to tune into. So that's more to come, and it's not far off.
Well, Cindy,
yeah,
you
I can't believe
stole
how
my thunder.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
Doggone it. I was going to talk about the yoga with Brooke at 7 o'clock, and I am so looking forward to that.
So
no,
that
guys,
would be,
the lineup,
that would be awesome.
The lineup of stuff that's coming down the pike, it's going to be a great event, so please go ahead and get registered. I tell you, this is the thing. If you want to grow your business, plug into the system. The company is laying out different things, and, you know, when we're all cooped up here at home, you tend to forget what else is going on outside. And so the more that you can plug into a corporate event, and we're expecting well over 2,000 different people being on around the country, and the guest speakers are going to knock it down, and it's just going to give you more of an incentive to launch your 2021 or even the fourth quarter, but going into 2021. So the more that you can educate yourself, plug into the bigger view of what Beamer is and how we are affecting people's lives. And, you know, yesterday I had a conversation with Dr. Burka, and, you know, Josh and I have had a neat relationship. And about a year ago, you know, when all this FDA stuff was really heating up and it's like, okay, what's going on? And I asked Josh, he says, Nate, he says, I'm telling you right now, don't worry about it. And so yesterday when I was talking about it again, he said, I can tell you right now, I've never dug my feet in so hard and so deep. He said, the things that we got coming down the pike, he said, hang on. So, you know, when Joshua, our chief medical expert, is saying things like that, I'm excited. And so there is hope. And so I tell you, we have a bright future, but definitely get registered. Get about 10 of your top people or as many as you can registered for the convention, and you'll see your business take off.
Yeah, that's great advice.
I've never done this virtual, you know, kind of convention, but I've been to several, you know, big conventions starting about, what was that, 5 years ago or so, Cindy, I think that one in San Diego was.
Yeah.
And they're always incredible. They're always incredible. They're always great information. There's always great speakers. There's always, you know, it energizes you and kind of gets you motivated back into like how great of a thing this is if you need that. And I've always met some incredible people and heard some incredible things, and there's always new things to learn, and there's always, you know, things that they give you that is happening in the future. Unfortunately, for the first time ever, we're not going to have Dr. Klopp be able to speak, which was always one of my most favorite things, is to hear him speak. But they are just always incredible. And unfortunately this time we won't have necessarily the one-on-one to meet all those people, you know, in person. But it's still going to be an incredible event. I'm sure of it. I've never had anything less from Beamer. So,
well, one of the things that's cool about this one is that apparently they've upgraded to a different platform than Zoom. So I don't know what that will exactly enable them to do, but we will on the field, the sales call that we do on Wednesdays coming up later in August, there will be some more details about that. But it should be a little more interactive. And I can tell you from having taught a virtual online academy that if you handle it carefully, that you can really generate a feeling of energy online. And, you know, by keeping people involved and using the chat room and things like that, it's not perfect, and obviously it's not in person, but it's surprisingly more dynamic than you might suspect. So don't be turned off by the fact that it's online. Just think about that you've got more flexibility this way, and you can bring in people. You know, the $50 fee covers both days. So I think think it really is going to be worthwhile, and it's going to give you, it's going to be real motivating. So.
And, you know, one extra thing that we're doing here on our end is, you know, everybody has to register, and actually let me put this plug in. They got some amazing gifts that they're going to be giving away. In order to be in for those drawings, you do have to register. So just because you're attending an event, if you're not registered, you don't have a chance to win. So please register. But we're actually putting together, because we're not totally shut down here in Indiana, we can still have 250 people in a facility.
Lucky you.
We're going to actually have a facility, put it up on the big screen. We're going to have lunch and everything else. So we'll still have a smaller venue type dynamic in watching it all together, just to help build that camaraderie and teamwork. So you might want to look at doing that, even if it's in your home with 10 of your top distributors. You know, make it a fun, entertaining time to be together and just take it in all together. So
that's a great idea, Nate. I am really, really jealous. So maybe I have to
do it yourself.
I guess it just depends on your state. Yeah, your state and what is allowed at this point. You know, and I'm actually doing I'm going to Montana this next week, so I'll be calling you from the, you know, gorgeous. That's one of those times where I wish I would have had video so I can show you guys where I'm going to be next week when I call in. I'm doing an outside kind of horse, you know, presentation. And so everyone's going to be able to be separate and, you know, we're not going to crowd together too much. And then I'm doing a presentation in, you know, a much bigger venue than I would possibly need for the, you know, 30 or so people that are coming to it. But this way people can all spread out and have their social distance and things like that. So yeah, you just have to kind of use what you can and stay within the regulations of whatever's going on in your state at the time. But Nate, that is a great idea. And I have no idea what Oregon's going to be like at the time. So, cause we were talking about closing borders again here in Oregon. So I don't really know what's going to happen. So it's going to be hard for me to plan that, but that would be such a great idea. And I wish we could do something like that here.
Yeah. Do we have callers, Rainey?
We do. We've got a couple
that
I wanted to try to get to. Yep. So let's do that first, and then Cindy, we can definitely get back to what you wanted to add too. So
sure.
First we've got Jane on the phone. Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I am first of all sharing. Fabulous report on the video. I believe you're talking about the 7+ minute.
Yes.
7+ some seconds minute. Yeah. Boyd Martin video. And one person who we all know on Facebook said she thought it was the best video Beamer's ever put out.
Cool.
And I sent it, and I do too. I agree. It was beautifully done, but of course the people that put it together know what they're doing. We know that. But anyway, and so does Beamer. But also, I sent it to a friend of mine in my barn who bought the human Beamer, and she came at me and she thought it was just fabulous. By the way, and then some of them she takes and retrains for a new job. So she's a good horsewoman. She loved it. She's not involved with 3-day at all. So that's cool. And then I have some breaking news. Don't get too excited. I haven't made a sale yet. I mean, in the recent months. But this blew me away. I went over to my place, Old Friends Farm, where we have a bunch of thoroughbred retirees. And I ran into the vet. And I'll be darned if he didn't say to me, Jane, such and such in a sale barn has a horse, and I recommended that she call you. Could have knocked
awesome.
Me over with a feather. A vet.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was really thrilled about that. Of course, we've been at him for about a year and a half or two. But
it takes time. It takes time.
Yeah,
that's why we talk about dripping information.
I mean, he gave the gal my number. I mean, I'm so excited. If she calls or not, okay, fine, but it's a breakthrough as far as I'm concerned. So,
congratulations.
So, thank you.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. That's a breakthrough. And that obviously means that it's in his head and he's thinking about this that might be helpful for different cases that he's got. So definitely a good step.
And also it means that he's been hearing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's certainly been hearing about it, but others are hearing about it. I've got a pending appointment with another breeder, thanks to my friend. She has 8 or so thoroughbreds in different breeding farms here in Kentucky. And she's setting me up with she says, I think this gal will be open. And she's heard of it. So, you know, the word is getting around. I hope I'm still alive because it's moving a little slowly, but, you know, it's happening. I feel like it's happening. And I'm pretty darn excited about that.
That's excellent. Definitely. Well, momentum, you know, it builds.
Yep.
So it's not a flat line.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be a late bloomer, but I'm going to bloom. I do think a lot of these vets, and you all tell me what you have observed, because you're out there with a lot more horses. Tiff, I don't know if you're on the program. I got a little late. Nate, Cindy, Rainey. I'm getting the idea that some of these people think that it's to fix things. And I,
well, yeah,
I'd like
that's the
hear,
same as
yeah,
with a human, where they think you have
more
to be sick.
That, correct?
What was that, Jane?
We want them to know that it's more than just something
absolutely.
To fix things, correct?
You know, yes, absolutely. And that's something that we deal with both, like Cindy was saying, both on the human and the animal side, is everyone wants to know. Even people that have had it and used it will call me and say, what do I do for blank problem? Or how do I use this for this problem? Or, you know, so everyone wants that. And I think especially when you're first learning about it, everyone wants to know how to use it and what you use it for. And I think that's one of maybe the hardest things when you're beginning to use it, but also really what ends up being one of the very best things about it is that it isn't designed for something specific. So you didn't buy this, you know, $5,000 machine just to treat one problem. You know, and now when that problem's gone, now
well
you have a machine sitting there that it doesn't do anything. It does. It's a systemic, you know, benefit, and we know what it does, you know, for your entire body. And so now you have this system that's not only potentially going to help with that original problem that you may have purchased it for, but now it's going to be this lifelong support for you and or your horse, depending on if you're talking about human or horse. So,
and that's really the concept of prevention. And proactive,
yep.
You know, that I think people need, you know, to take into account. It's gaining momentum, I think, in the human population, but I don't think people have necessarily looked at it from their horse's perspective. Maybe top competitors would, but I don't think that your average horse person thinks about that. And so this is another educational opportunity for us.
And that's like Boyd Martin said in that particular video, it's really about doing the best for your horse and giving them the ability to perform at their peak and have that quality of life, because we don't always know. And so really we need to, as individual IBDs, to be able to assimilate and to educate people in that mannerism of how Beamer works and why it works and what it's supporting, because it really isn't about disease specific. It's really about holism and taking care of our animals in the best way possible. And so the better you get at educating people of the importance of blood flow, how it works, why it works, what it does, and then you can say, man, isn't this simple? Because it is simple. Everybody wants to complicate it. It's really about increasing blood flow, oxygen and nutrients to the cell, detoxifying the cells, healthy cells supporting all the systems of the body. And that's what we see as an outcome. And so it's really being very basic. And there's times that you might need to get into a little bit more science. But for the most part, it's being very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jane, did that help?
Be a, Oh, I did it for everybody out there listening. I think it's something we run into all the time, and I just thought it was worthy of
Absolutely.
A discussion. And also how to bring, you know, what you all just described is very important to get people to understand how it works. And to get them to take the time to really, you know, want to know that. It's great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
All right. Thanks so much, Jane, and good luck. Good luck with that vet. Hopefully that leads to more.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is area code 248. Area code 248, you're live on Blog Talk.
Did I unmute myself?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. My name is Patty. Hi, Nate. It's Patty Sneed, Michigan. I have a question.
Hey, Patty.
How are you?
Wonderful.
I haven't been on the Thursday call before. This is great. Real informative stuff. I have a question on behalf of one of my distributors, because he's into the horse unit. The charging, the time that the battery lasts, when he's going out and charging or beaming a horse, he's saying that his lasts about 8 sessions worth. So when he's seen horses lined up, how in the world is he supposed to do that if he only has one vet unit? So is his battery working correctly? Is that cool? And how do you guys do it?
It depends, Patty. If he's talking about, is he talking about 15-minute sessions or 5-minute sessions? That makes a difference.
Okay,
you know?
I didn't know that.
It should last for about 15-minute sessions, which is almost 4 hours of continuous use.
15-minute sessions.
Yeah.
Wow, so there could be something wrong with his then. If all he can get out of it is 8.
That's possible. He ought to be able to, yeah, if he only has one unit, it would be hard to, because you can't use it and charge it at the same time. So
Correct.
The answer is obvious that if he's going to do 14 horses, he might need another one. But I would question if his battery's only going, for example, if he's doing 5-minute sessions and he's only getting 8 out of it, that's not usual. And I haven't had that problem with any of my units. Have you, Nate or Rainey?
No. Matter of fact, if you're doing 5-minute sessions, you should get probably 30 to 35 5-minute sessions, somewhere around 20 to 25, 10-minute, and then around 15, maybe even a little bit more for the 15-minute session. So one thing, too, and is this, Patty, is this Mitch you're talking about?
Yes, it is, Nate, yes.
Okay. One thing he can do, too, as he goes forward is – go ahead and have him press program 1 and depress it and hold it down for a minute and then let off. And that will actually reset if there is anything going on. And then go ahead and do a full charge and then make sure that he writes down exactly how many sessions he's doing and what they were, whether they're 5, 10, or 15 minutes. And so if it's anything less than that, then we probably need to have him check in with the company and see what's going on.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's very specific, and I very much appreciate it.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks, Patty. And a good question, because it has been my experience as well that I get, 15, that's kind of always been the thing, 15-minute sessions is what they kind of say you get. And my experience is I've pretty much always gotten more, especially if you're throwing in, other timed sessions, other different programs in with that. So, yeah, so hopefully they can get that figured out for him.
Yeah, and another thing that you see, the longer you use it, I have seen getting more sessions the more you use it, and the quicker the battery actually charges. So, in the very beginning, once you get that brand new unit, it's going to take good 4, 5, possibly even 6 hours to charge it up. But then if I plug it in now, it only takes me about an hour and a half to charge it to a full charge.
Yeah, that's
so I don't understand how that all works, but
it's much quicker now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is perfect timing. We don't have any more callers, and that was kind of a good note to end on. And, you know, and just I did want to just throw out there because it just kind of brings that up to me is, you know, part of you know, us being able to talk about using this and stuff is, you know, just talk about proper care of these. You know, and these are batteries. These are computers. And so, you know, treating them as such and being sure not to let them get too hot or too cold. You know, this time of year, it's obviously too hot. So not leaving them sitting out in the sun or sitting in a hot car, anything like that is going to affect the battery life of your unit. So things that you can do like that are always going to be helpful as well to kind of help maintain that battery life for your device. All right. With that said, I'm going to just see if anyone has any final words for the day. Nate?
Well, since we were talking about Facebook, this was kind of a fun conversation. There was a post going on, and I had one gentleman. We had a couple interchanges where we were talking about Amish, and he had had several Amish people that were experiencing a different horse after they were being beamed. And if you can imagine having one horse change, so maybe beamering goes to 3 horsepower instead of 1. But it was kind of funny because, and I have had the same thing. I've had multiple people that have actually, one particular Amish farrier, when he would, of course, they bring the horse, they got the buggy, they take the buggy off. The farrier actually does a program 1 just for 5 minutes. And it makes that horse so compliant. And then when they buggy the horse back up, when they get home, he's getting phone calls. He says, "What the heck was that thing you put on the horse? This was a different horse coming home." And I'm pretty sure it wasn't your shoeing job. You know, they're seeing horses being more attentive and alert and having more energy. And so it's always been fun. So those are some other fun things. You can get some different dialogue and affirm maybe some of the things that you're seeing with your horse on social media. So make sure you jump on there. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Nate. And Cindy.
Okay, I'm going to try just real quick to get in this thought. I think we've mentioned it before, but, you know, we do have access to what we call the Medical Expert Center, but for the horses, it's not the same as what it is run through Dr. Burka. It's not where you can phone in and get an answer. You do need to initiate an email, and that email needs to go to usage-support@beamer.services, and in the subject line, you put equine or horse set, and then they will, because we don't have somebody manning the phone all the time, so the email that will be directed by the office to a veterinarian for a response. So it might take 24, 48 hours. It's not, we don't have a volume to sustain somebody there all the time. But that is a tool that you can use, but don't think you can do it through the phone. And other than that, that's my final call.
All right. Thanks so much, Nate and Cindy, for being on. A lot of great information today for people to listen to and share and get back on and re-listen to this, because, you know, all these are available for people to share with the rest of their team and listen to later if they are looking for more information, because we had a lot of information today of where to find stuff and where to go and tools to use. So thank you all for that. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday, and I will be calling from beautiful Northwest Montana. Again, I wish I could share the view with you while I'm on with you next week. So, but I hope to talk with you all next week. Be sure, sorry, I already said that. Have a great week, and we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone.
Have a great trip, Rainey.
Thank you.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.